Doug Steffen's good day, and it's a really good day because it's Friday.
Yay!
Dougie is not here with us. He's taking a little break. I'm Jennifer Horn, by the way. Roberta Fasinelli is right over there. Ken Kessler also helping us out. Michael Fortier, our producer on duty. That's the POD, in case you wanted to know. And Doug had a traumatic night last night, Roberta. His daughter, he's talked about this on the air. His daughter had a little bit of surgery. Nothing, you know, too complicated, but surgery nonetheless. And so he wanted to come out and be with her. And instead of flying during daylight hours like a normal person, right. And I even got after him yesterday. I said, Doug, why are you doing this to yourself? You do these weird flights. You're tired. You need to relax.
Right. I mean, wait till you get off the air on Friday and then fly out. There's plenty of flights from Boston to L.A.
You know, if you're going to fly on Thursday, fly at like 1 o'clock in the afternoon. Right. But instead, he waits till evening so that he doesn't get in until midnight.
He has to ride his tractor.
Right. So he left yesterday from Boston. We had a layover in Dallas, and his plane that he was supposed to get on in Dallas had equipment problems. So then there was a delay. Then they brought out another plane. He gets on that one, and then there's another equipment problem, this time with the hydraulics on the plane. So then he had to sit there while they fixed the hydraulics. He finally got out and got into L.A., I think about 1:30, 2 o'clock in the morning, rushed over to CRN, to my place of business, and was here with us for a bit, but started to feel not so hot. So we sent him away, and we're holding down the fort. How's that for a long story?
Okay. Sounds good.
But we've got lots of news to get to this hour. Oh, my gosh. We're going to talk NSA. We're going to talk ACLU. Any other abbreviations that we can think of? LOL. But first, let's start over in New Zealand, where I guess there have been some earthquakes this morning, right, Roberta?
Yes, some very strong earthquakes have struck, mostly in the south areas of New Zealand, some of those south islands. 6.5, and that's considered a strong earthquake. They classified
it as
may cause a lot of damage in very populated areas. They say about 100 of these hit every year, and that area of New Zealand is in that what's called the Ring of Fire, you know, that goes up that whole west coast of South America and then up through, you know, L.A., San Francisco, Alaska, then kind of loops around to Japan and kind of heads down to Australia and New Zealand. It's just a whole area of very, very active underground stuff going on. No tsunami warnings. Apparently, really, no one was seriously injured, just some, you know, glass cuts and things like that. Mm-hmm. But quite a few buildings in the capital of New Zealand, Wellington, were evacuated. And, you know, the usual earthquake stuff. Also, they temporarily closed down the nation's stock exchange. But still, just, you know, when these things happen, I always kind of go, okay, so what's next, you know?
Mm-hmm.
They had a severe earthquake in Christchurch, New Zealand, in 2011.
That was a big one.
Yeah, killed like 185 people, destroyed much of the city's downtown area. So, you know, there's nothing to sneer at. I mean, these are serious events, and you always think, okay, if one happens, it knocks out, you know, a lot of stuff in the ground, then, okay, what just got off balance somewhere else?
It depends on where it hits.
You know.
And then it's kind of strange. You know, I living in California, we have earthquakes pretty regularly, although, knock on wood, we haven't had one in a while, and I shouldn't even say that.
Mm-hmm.
But I took an earthquake class in college. Instead of like a geology class, they offered an earthquake class. And
in California.
You go figure. It's interesting because there's two different types of earthquakes. There's the rolling earthquake, and then there's the jarring earthquake.
Right.
And that has a lot to do with the damage, too, is the type of earthquake it is and how, you know, deep it is. So, all right. And I hear I've just been given a little warning that Doug Steffen's back with us because he heard us talking about earthquakes and he had to jump into the conversation. You feeling better, Dougie?
How do you mean warning? I don't know what that means. What do you mean you're warning? How could I be here require a warning? It's just a nice, wonderful way for me to come back into the fold after having tried to do something to upset my stomach, which is still at 38,000 feet.
I know. I just gave the whole story about where you were
and
that you were resting. You could have kept resting, sir. Are you feeling any better?
Not particularly. Actually, I'm not feeling much better.
Aww.
No, but I'm concerned that you and Roberta and Kenny would be feeling lonely without me.
No, we're fine, actually.
Great, boss. You go back to sleep if you want.
Yeah. Do you want to know what we're going to... I've already teased that we're going to talk about this hour.
Go ahead. Maybe
there was just some big earthquakes in New Zealand. That's what we were talking about.
Yeah.
But we're going to talk about the NSA and this new mammal, and then these people that were living in a treehouse for like 50 years.
I know. This mammal, you mean the one that was yesterday, if it's called an Olinguido, is that what it's called? It sounds like an Italian. Olinguido, the first new carnivorous mammal to be identified in the Western Hemisphere in 35 years. Looks like a cross between a house cat and a bear. Sounds perfect for Roberta's collection.
Don't forget the little bit of monkey and raccoon thrown in, too. Yeah. That sounds so pretty, doesn't it? A cat, a bear with a little monkey and raccoon.
There's something that's happened to the identity or the connection to monkeys. And I don't know what it is. But I was taken back yesterday on the plane coming in, or last night, they showed the movie 42, which I had seen in the theater, and remember how uncomfortable I got with the fellow who was the manager of the Philadelphia team, who was on the field making fun of Jackie Robinson, calling him a monkey and all kinds of other things that are extraordinarily derogative, and he got fired for his efforts. But I'm wondering what has happened to the moniker of a monkey, and why it is that we seem to be when any of that.
See, when this was the Jennifer Horn Good Day Show, we would have never gone in this direction.
Well, right. Which direction would you have gone in? I'll bite. Go ahead.
Out the other door.
Really?
That I personally have not used that or heard that in my family, but I have heard that that's like a derogatory term. But monkeys are so cute. I love them. I want one, actually.
I think they're ugly. I think they're nasty.
Really?
Any of them that I've ever come across.
Oh, I love them.
I shouldn't say, it depends on what you're really talking about. The monkeys that were on, like, the television shows with Johnny Weissmuller, that was fine. But there are different kinds of monkeys.
Yeah, chimps, orangutans.
The smaller, the chimps
gorillas
are okay. But the monkeys are, the monkeys themselves, I believe, are nasty, nasty, nasty.
Look,
beings.
You rip off one lady's face, and then all of a sudden you get a bad rap. I don't know where that came from.
Who thinks that's true? 888-302-3684, 888-302-3684. So what direction are you going with this? I'm always curious as to.
Oh, well, we were going to talk about that new mammal species. That's all. We're just going to talk about the new story. Huh. And then I was going to tell you, Dougie, about this family. And I'm not sure if you've heard this story or not. But this came out of Vietnam. During the Vietnam War, this man lost his wife and his two sons. Mm. And so he took his one-year-old son into the jungle and never came back. And it was 40 years ago that he disappeared. This week.
Yeah, he's come out of the jungle.
Well, he was sick. This week, he's too weak to move. He's 82 years old now. And he and his son have, like, spent their years just hunting. They, just subsisting basically on wild plants and, you know, whatever they could harvest out there. Hardly even speaking. They don't even know how to speak too much. They would just look at each other and body movements. They wore loincloths. And I guess there was another child that he had, a baby, who he didn't take with him, who finally found where his father and his brother were and would beg them to come and, you know, come back to civilization, and they would never go. But finally, they were forced into civilization after he was too sick to move. But kind of incredible that you can disappear and live somewhere for 40 years without any contact. I mean, it's an interesting story, I think.
I've had a couple of friends who are in radio that happened to.
Lived in a tree for 40 years?
They just disappeared. Nobody knew they were there. 15 past the hour. You've probably tried a number of different ways to whiten your teeth over the years. Roberta, I know, has used bleach. Jennifer has used sandpaper. Kenny has used the tray.
Colgate.
Sticking them out. He used Colgate, really. They have a regular toothpaste, do have whiteners in them, or at least they tell you that they do, but they don't really. The only way to really, really get your teeth whiter is to use power swabs. Power swabs are that clinically proven teeth whitening system that gets your teeth whiter, your teeth brighter. It takes 5 minutes a day, and they'll each time you do it get a shade or two brighter. Use it over a week, use it over a month. This is a product that's clinically proven to work. If you have caps, crowns, veneers, power swabs, gets rid of the stains on anything that you have in your mouth. Why wouldn't you want to make your teeth look as best they possibly could? You can do that by dialing 800-865-7602. That's 800-865-7602. Call now. Get free shipping. Mention Doug Steffen. Free shipping with power swabs. So you have white teeth in 5 minutes a day. The teeth are two shades whiter each time you use it. It was developed by a dentist who knows his stuff. If you have veneers, I've only known actually one person in my life who had veneers, and it was really amazing how wonderfully well they look. But this would, I think they get stained if you drink a lot of coffee or tea or wine, right? Or if you smoke. No matter what you got in your mouth, you're going to get ugly and white. Ugly and yellow. You want to make them white and beautiful. 800-865-7602. A compelling reason to call that number now is to get free shipping. Mention Doug Steffen. There are a lot of people who have tried this and done wonderfully well with it. Power swabs. Whiten those teeth. It's a proven effective method. 800-865-7602.
Some nights I can't get to sleep. Some nights I can't stay asleep. With Unisom, I can do both.
Unisom sleep tabs are clinically proven to help you fall asleep 33% faster and keep you asleep longer, so you get a more restful night's sleep. Made with an ingredient not found in other leading sleep aids, Unisom sleep tabs are safe and non-habit forming. Just one pill takes the uncertainty out of bedtime, giving you the sleep you need.
So I wake up ready to go.
Unisom sleep tabs. Fall asleep faster. Sleep longer.
Musicians, August is Guitar Center's 49th birthday, and we're celebrating with special anniversary deals. Now through Sunday, score huge savings on anniversary bundles and instant rebates throughout the store. Like buy any new Dean electric guitar, $299 or more, get a dime bag practice app free. Get a pair of Harbinger PA speakers with stands. Bundle price to save $150, just $329. 10 pairs of drumsticks, just $10 after $20 instant rebate. Plus get special financing. Guitar Center's 49th anniversary. Don't miss it.
Life is a wild ride, but even that couldn't prepare you for this. You're on your ninth wild ride, the Carnival Twist and Whirl, your granddaughter's wishes trumping your amusement park fears. And it's here, healthy enough to feel the joy over the terror that the question hits you. How did I get here? Was it just hard work or smart choices? Like choosing Rite Aid and exclusive benefits for seniors with Rite Aid's new Wellness 65 Plus program. You get free pharmacist consultation that includes medication reviews, blood pressure screenings, and immunization checklists. Wellness 65 Plus also gives you points for every prescription, even Medicare, that earn you up to 20% off your Rite Aid purchases fast. All meant to keep you here. Now that you've actually gotten here, being the best and bravest grandma in the whole wide world. Stop by and enroll free in Wellness 65 Plus at Rite Aid today. With us, it's personal. Certain limitations apply. See your Rite Aid store or riteaid.com for details.
Let's get it started.
The school year with a tech upgrade at Office Max. Save big on the new Dell 15.6-inch touchscreen laptop for just $399.99. This incredible price includes LoJack for laptops, anti-theft security for 90 days. Details in-store or at OfficeMax.com. Office Max, the hot deal start here. Offer ends August 17th. Restrictions apply.
No hoodie, no jeans, a few dollars got me in now.
Cause mom's gonna brush up your way.
Go back to school with Kmart. Get hoodies or denim for $10. And Shop Your Way members get rulers for just 10 cents each with an in-store purchase of $5 or more. Kmart, a new school year starts here. Offer valid through 8/17/13. Exclusions and limits apply. See store for details.
It is 20 past the hour on Doug Steffen's Good Day Show. Hey, don't forget to go over to DougSteffen.com today. Gosh, Roberta, Oprah's giving away a car over on our website. Too bad she didn't give it to any of us. We're taking a poll on Duck Dynasty and the story about Coca-Cola defending its new sweetener in a brand new ad. Check it all out on our website, www.DougSteffen.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition. reputation by serving thousands of worldwide customers with Real People customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeSig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Summertime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Femme and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag Vitamin B, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for summer at HerbalHealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
One for the money, two for the show, three to get ready, now go, cat, go, but don't you step on my blue suede shoe.
Good one.
Well, you can do anything but take me over my blue suede shoe.
It is Elvis Remember Day on the Doug Steph and Good Day Show. And Roberta, we're celebrating, and Ken, too, of course. Roberta Fasanelli, Ken Kessler here. I'm Jennifer Horn. Today was the day that Elvis was rushed from Graceland to Baptist Memorial Hospital in Memphis, Tennessee. Doctors tried to revive him, but he was pronounced dead at 3:30 p.m. at just 42 years old. Now, some people say, some of his fans say that he didn't die. He was just trying to get away from it all, and they've reported sightings of him, like at Burger King and Kalamazoo.
In dry cleaners, washing machines.
Exactly.
Horn and Hart on automats.
Elvis everywhere. But it's no wonder. I mean, this guy, he had 107 hits on the pop music charts.
Wow.
His first hit, if you'd like to know a little trivia, was Heartbreak Hotel in 1956, and his last one was Guitar Man in 1981. Hit 28 gold records and 12 number one songs, 38 top 10 hits. Just an amazing talent. Have you been to Graceland yet, Roberta?
No. You know, I've never been to Graceland or Nashville or Memphis or any of those places. No, they're up there on the to-do list.
I mean, you're so musical that I would think that you would love all of those.
Never got there. They're on the cross-country list. I'm thinking next year we're going to drive cross-country.
Nashville's one of my favorite cities that I've been to. And Graceland is very underwhelming because it's much smaller than you would think it is, but it's so much fun just to see everything and to see all the memorabilia. It's really, really cool.
Yeah, definitely want to go.
Well, now that we're in the Wayback Machine, we thought we'd pay tribute to the top five songs from this week in 1980. Where was everybody in 1980, Roberta?
1980, I had just gotten married, and I was still working for United Press International in
Very
the radio
good.
Division. Yep.
Kenny, where were you in 1980?
Junior high.
Very good. I was two, so, you know.
A baby.
Roberta, well, Roberta and Ken, I expect lots of help on this one. All right, let's start with number five. Diana Ross.
Oh, yeah.
Upside Down.
That was the disco era. Man in New York.
Did you, like, go out Club 54 in it?
Well, actually, I belonged to a private club called Les Cliques, and it was not in, like, any one particular place. You would get a postcard in the mail with just an address on it.
Cool.
No description, nothing, just an address. And you would go, and it would be usually like a warehouse that had been converted.
Yeah.
And there were incredible themes. Like, one time I remember there was a barnyard theme, and they had bales of hay. They had chickens on the dance floor running around. They had sheep. It was a crazy, crazy club. Crazy.
So you were part of the first rave scene, because, you know, that's what the young kids do now, is they go into these weird places and have these rave dance
parties. We would dance all night long. Oh, my gosh.
So funny.
Well, I would get out of work at around 1 o'clock in the morning, and I would hit the clubs, and I would dance until 5 or 6, you know, after the tourists had gone gone home, and the Bridge and Tunnel crowd from the suburbs had gone home, and, you know, the hardcore was out. So.
Tough stuff. All right, number four was the Rolling Stones, Emotional Rescue.
Oh, yeah. His old dance
sounds song. As Rolling Stoney as I remember.
He's kind of in a falsetto.
I know. All right, moving right along. The SOS band, Take Your Time, Do It Right.
These are all songs you can do the hustle to.
Totally. I love it. All right, number two, Christopher Cross and Sailing.
Oh,
yeah.
We still play
so much
song.
For the hustle.
Clutch your loved ones on this one. This is fun. If Doug were here, he would make us play all the way through, I believe.
Well, you know what's really funny? These are songs you still hear at bad wedding bands.
Exactly. Number one on this day, this week, 1980, Olivia Newton-John and Magic.
We are magic. Nothing can stand in our way.
Now, was this before or after Physical?
I think this was before.
I think so, yeah. I think Kenny's right.
So pre-hit, before the headband and the off-the-shoulder T-shirt, right?
Yeah. The leg warmers.
And the leg warmers.
Gotta
love the leg warmers.
Jane Honda.
All right, that's top five song list from 1980. It's 28 past on Good Day.
Mary Louise Parker gets in on the action. I'm Bill Newcott, and this is AARP's Movies for Grownups.
He gave her a gun. It is America, Frank.
Everyone else has a gun. I know exactly what to do with it.
Oh! Golden Globe winners Mary Louise Parker and Bruce Willis have a disagreement over whether or not she's gun-worthy in Red 2, the all-star action comedy, now in theaters. Red 2 is the sequel to Red, which helped launch the very welcome trend of action films starring actors who are in middle age and beyond. Much of the comedy in the sequel comes from Parker's character wanting to handle a gun like her boyfriend Willis does. But she told me that gun business really didn't thrill her all that much.
That's not my favorite part. I'm not a gun. I'm not really that into guns. I don't even like to touch them. But my character, that was really her dream, you know. She wanted to be part of the adventure, and she wanted her own gun, and I didn't want to touch it.
In her career that spans dramas like Angels in America to her long-running comedy Weeds, Parker's shown she's equally at home playing it straight and for laughs. But the trouble with comedy, she said, is that what seems hilarious on the set might fall flat with a movie audience.
You never know on the day if it's going to be. Sometimes it's a curse if everyone's laughing on the day.
Is it more fun to be funny?
Not necessarily. It's just, it's the most fun to do a part that's well-written. It's much more arduous to make something work. That on the page is not quite as seamless. A lot of times the woman's part is written, she just asks a lot of questions just to move the plot. Like, when are we going to get to the Kremlin? Are you sure he's going to be there? What should we do when we get there? It's like a woman just not character-driven sometimes.
It may be true that she doesn't always get the best lines.
Don't bring the girl there.
Yeah, Frank, how are things?
Is there a human being in the truck?
But Mary Louise Parker is definitely one of the best things about Red 2 in theaters now. I'm Bill Newcomb.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com or call toll free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
People are taking charge of their lives with healthier lifestyles.
That's why you have to experience the Raleigh-Durham Gluten and Allergen-Free Wellness Event. One day only. Saturday, August 17th from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the Durham Convention Center in Durham, North Carolina. Explore the Gluten and Allergen-Free Wellness Event, where learning is fun and delicious. Discover the world of gluten-free with free samples, cooking demonstrations, and lectures with well-known members of the gluten-free community. Enter the raffle, and you could win the grand prize of a catered barbecue from Bone Suckin' Sauce, valued at $3,000. The Raleigh-Durham Gluten and Allergen-Free Wellness Event, August 17th at the Durham Convention Center. For more, visit RaleighGlutenFreeExpo.blogspot.com. RaleighGlutenFreeExpo.blogspot.com. Presented by Udy's Gluten Free, Glutino, Enjoy Life Foods, and Youngevity.
There are those curious about bitcoins and those using and making money with bitcoins. What are bitcoins? A bitcoin is the first decentralized currency that can be easily transferred from person to person over the internet. No bank needed. This means lower fees, and accounts can never be frozen, limited, or closed. You are in control of your money. And the best part? You can start earning and making money with bitcoins right away. No computer or expertise is required to earn money with bitcoins, and a growing number of merchants now accept bitcoins. Plus, they're easily exchanged for dollars, euros, and more. Learn more about the easiest, cheapest, most profitable way to enter the Bitcoin market and get paid every 2 weeks by one of the fastest growing Bitcoin miners in the world at cloudhashing.com. Just like it sounds, cloudhashing.com. That's cloudhashing.com. We mine your business.
Stephen's good day to be exact. Doug is taking a little break. He's not a little under the weather today. Jennifer Horn in with you along with Roberta Facinelli. Ken Kessler is here. Michael Fortier is our producer on duty today. And Roberta, you've had lots of experience in the restaurant world. Your parents owned a restaurant.
Oh, yes. I managed it for years.
And you managed it as well. Well, there's some news today, and this kind of piqued my attention because later in the hour we're going to be joined by Chef Louis DeAngelis, who will have recipes for you, but he also kind of goes in renovates restaurants. So I want to talk to him about this. Plus, Chuck Curry will be here with Weekend Movie Moments. But restaurants are now looking at the scrapping the practice of tipping. And there was a big piece written this week by Jay Porter, the owner of a San Diego restaurant, Kenny, called The Linkery. And he said that he abolished tipping for the last 6 years, which he felt resulted in more motivated staff and better business. Hmm. He argued that the restaurant staff needed to be paid a living wage, and he said that he and his employees opted to tack on an extra 18% to each customer's bill and then distribute the money evenly among everyone who worked at his farm-to-table restaurant.
Hmm.
So, now, I know that this is a very European thing, because in Europe, yes, you're not expected to tip. The food prices are higher, but the money's already put
right,
in there.
The tip is included. And, you know, and if the bill is, let's say, €18.50, the additional 50 cents you just leave on the table. You round it up to the next highest number.
Right.
That's traditionally how it's done.
And so these people at the restaurant seemed all very happy with it. He said his employees loved it. But mm-hmm. if you look at the website Yelp, which reviews restaurants and different services, it showed that some diners were unhappy about having an automatic 18% being added to their bill because they feel like the American attitude is that a tip is a reward, for instance. So if
good
you,
service.
Exactly. If you feel, they found that, you know, 63% of Americans felt pressure to tip even when service was bad, but you may only tip 15% instead of 18% or 20% mm-hmm. or even more. So,
well, also, I think in different parts of the country, you know, certain parts of the country are notorious to being low tippers, let's mm-hmm. say.
Right. And certain restaurants, too. I mean, you walk into, you know, a Coco's or, you know, kind of a mid-level mm-hmm. level little, you know, breakfast place, even a Denny's or something like that. And you're not going to expect to get a huge high dollar tip necessarily.
Right, right.
So I guess my question for you is, Roberta, as a New Yorker, how do you tip and how did tipping work in the restaurant that your parents ran?
Tipping was, you know, at the discretion of customers, but we had a primarily business lunch business, so mm-hmm. people tended to tip rather high. I usually tip 20%. That's mm-hmm. basically what I do. I mean, unless it's totally horrendous, then I'll tip 10 or 15%. Unless it's totally horrendous and it's a young student who obviously really needs the money and doesn't know what they're doing, then
right.
I'll
they
tip
don't
20%
have it.
Again, you know.
Or they don't know how to figure it out. I mean,
right.
That's the funny thing to me is watching people trying to figure out what kind of tip to leave. And now it's so easy. There's no excuse because almost everybody has a smartphone and there's apps that you can
right.
put in
yeah.
the cost of the bill, if you're dividing it, if it's yours, and then
right.
the level of service you received, and it'll just spit out how much you should tip. The other type of tipper that makes me laugh is the guy that actually has to round it up to make it like a perfect number.
I know. Is that funny? I know.
So if it's like 50 cents, they have to add another 50 cents to the tip to make it a perfect even 00.
Or they want the bottom number to be a perfect 00.
I know. It just doesn't seem right. I don't, you know, I was thinking about my own practices, and I am a pretty straightforward 18 to 20% tipper.
Mm-hmm.
Even when I get bad service, I feel I kind of give people the benefit of the doubt, thinking, well, maybe they're having a bad day, so I shouldn't, you know, unless it's absolutely terrible. But I do know that people that I dine with frequently would be taken aback by having 18% automatically added into their check.
You think so? Really?
Yeah. Because it happens a lot. I mean, the only time that happens regularly is when you have a big group of people. You know, a party of six or more usually
right.
gets a tip added on. So, you know, that usually is okay, but sometimes the restaurant doesn't let you know. And I've been out with people in the past who get very agitated when they see a tip added on because they do have that typical American thing where they want to reward.
Well, I want to do it my way. I want to be in charge. I don't want anybody telling me what to do.
Exactly. All right, so let's ask Chef Louis DeAngelis what he thinks. He's up next here on Good Day.
Musicians, August is Guitar Center's 49th birthday, and we're celebrating with special anniversary deals. Now through Sunday, score huge savings on anniversary bundles and instant rebates throughout the store. Like buying a new Dean electric guitar, $299 or more, get a dime bag practice app free. Get a pair of Harbinger PA speakers with stands. Bundle price to save $150, just $329. $20 instant rebates on AKG stereo headphones, just $29. Plus, get special financing. Guitar Center's 49th anniversary. Don't miss it.
This is Mary, mother of three, walking through her front door right after she saved $93 back to school shopping at Kohl's.
What a feeling!
And this is Mary walking her dog in the rain.
I can't have it all now, I'm dancing for my life.
And this is Mary at the dentist.
Get the feeling of great savings on the brands your kids want for back to school at Kohl's. Savings is in session sale Thursday through Sunday. Kohl's, expect great things.
Choosing the correct engine oil for your Buick is critical to the life of its engine. Pay attention to both the proper oil specification as well as the viscosity grade. I said, pay attention to both the proper oil...
You look great.
The
You too.
Proper...
Maybe we should celebrate our anniversary every night.
Hello?
We'll take care of your Buick. You just enjoy the ride. If you don't know Buick Certified Service, then you don't know Buick. For a limited time, get a 5-quart oil change, 4-tire rotation, and 27-point inspection for $29.95 or less after $10 mail-in rebate debit card. Allow 6 to 8 weeks for delivery. Excludes full synthetic oil, tire balancing tax, and more than 5 quarts of oil extra. Most V6 and V8 engines and other select vehicles require more than 5 quarts of oil. Visit BuickCertifiedService.com for details and to find a participating dealer. Offer ends July 31st, 2013.
Polls say 2 out of 3 Americans no longer trust government. I think it's more than that, and for very good reasons, by the way. Stalled economy, weakening dollar, and a central bank that doesn't know when to quit printing money, recklessly throwing our children's money at unfixable problems. Who do you trust? Well, your own common sense, for one thing. If you ran your home like the government, spending twice your income, you'd be broke overnight. Will politicians spend us off the fiscal cliff? Well, that's the subject of a fantastic new book, The Great Debasement, I've been telling you about all year, my friend Craig Smith at Swiss America. And I recommend reading this book, as I have, for your children's sake. Call now, 800-289-2646, 800-289-2646, for a free review copy of The Great Debasement, subtitled The 100-Year Dying of the Dollar and How to Get America's Money Back. Learn from history so we don't repeat it. Discover the key to entering a new golden age instead of a dark age. Call 800-289-2646, 800-289-2646. This is the truth you can trust.
How do you celebrate your anniversary? We celebrate ours with a love for color. Ask Sherwin-Williams and save 35% on paints and stains August 16th through the 19th. You can also win prizes and an in-home color consultation from HGTV's David Bromstead when you vote for your favorite color online. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams paint store and save 35% today. Find your nearest store at sherwinwilliams.com/sale. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
All right, 41 minutes past the hour. Doug Steffens, Good Day Show. I'm Jennifer Horn. That's Roberta Fasanelli, Ken Kessler here also. And we're being joined now by Chef Louis DeAngelis, the master of all things culinary. And Chef Louis, before we get to your recipe this week, we're talking earlier, I don't know if you heard us talking about this story about tipping. There's a big debate going on about some restaurants actually not allowing tips anymore. They're just tacking an immediate 18% on and then splitting it among their employees. And the restaurant and the employees love it, but American diners are kind of saying, well, why are we being forced to leave 18%? What if we want to leave 15 or 20 because they want to reward service? So what is your take? Because I know you go in and renovate a lot of restaurants. What's your take on tipping? You know,
there's a restaurant here that we just went to the other night for the first time. And on their bill, and I think it was a great idea the way they did it. When I got my tab, it's all pre-printed, and on the bottom it has three options. It says you can leave a tip of your choice, or your bill, your tip calculated at 15%, at 18%, and at 20%. It showed three different levels, and you can just put a little check mark in the box. I like having them as an option. You know, like you said, I don't want to be forced into paying X amount because I usually 20 to 25%. You know, I don't look at it as just the bill. You got to look at how many trips that server is making back and forth to your table, too.
Right.
You know, and that's what's fair to the people. They're the only reason why they got up in the morning that day was to come and serve you.
So you're looking at excessive wear and tear, like you're buying a car almost.
You know,
did they put on 10 miles to bring you iced tea, or was it 15 miles?
more like a used car.
Right. I do like the pre-calculated tip calculators that they're putting on receipts now. I think that's pretty helpful. And Roberta and I were talking about those apps that actually help you calculate tips based on the type of service you received. If it was fair, better than good, you know, if it was good, fair, above average, or excellent, you can kind of figure out what you want to leave, so...
So I'm going to throw one out at you. This is really crazy.
Yeah.
How about when you go to like a Dairy Queen drive-thru?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm not talking about most of the fast foods, but Dairy Queen, you know, does make your meal a little, it takes a little more for them to make your meal. It's not like they have a fast food line already set up.
Mm-hmm.
Do you tip, do you throw them a dollar or two for assembling your bag and assembling your meal and handing it to you?
I have never tipped at a drive-thru. Roberta, have you ever tipped out?
I
don't even think about it.
I don't even think about it. You're right. I do tip, like if I'm doing takeout from a sit-down restaurant, I do tip the person because they do put it together, and that's their only way to make extra money, actually, the person that, you know, usually is a host that puts together takeout orders.
Yeah, well, absolutely. And you know, a rule of thumb on that's usually 10% for takeout that I've seen.
All right. Well, Chef Louis is quite the man. If you go to DougSteffens.com today, you can find all sorts of recipes. There's a whole archive of good stuff. And Chef Louis, we'll get you a recipe this week, a dry spice rub. You're going to be cooking with chocolate. But before we do, Roberta was asking you a question off the air about side dishes. And, you know, we're still trying to squeeze out those last little bits of summer. And I think this is a great place to start. Side dishes that transport well that maybe don't have a lot of mayonnaise or items that can go bad. What are some of the great side dishes? Roberta was asking for a recipe for a cold pasta salad without mayonnaise. So what were you suggesting to her?
Well, I you know, growing up, I didn't know what mayonnaise was until I hit high school. I went away to high school, and all of a sudden I saw mayonnaise. We never used it in my household. You know, we'd have a light aioli once in a while, but everything was olive oil. Mm-hmm. So when we made a pasta salad, it would be, you know, your cold pasta, olive oil, maybe a light vinegar or vinaigrette. Now, you know, I like balsamic, especially the syrupy kind, because it's a little sweet. And that's the way we ate it. I mean, it was just, everything was olive oil. Mm-hmm. You know, so when I make a pasta salad, then I take olive oil, I use a balsamic vinegar, then I throw in finely minced, onion, celery. What's really good, that's what I was telling you before on the break, and I hope Roberta you try this, is to throw in some orange slices and some chopped walnuts into it. You know, there's
that
nothing
sounds really good because like it's said. Unexpected with pasta salad.
Oh yeah, you want to, you know, it is summer. Mm-hmm. You want to lighten it up, and instead of saying, well, maybe I go for a nice fruit bowl, or maybe I go for a pasta salad, put them together.
What's
there's
a good side
goes
dish
together like that?
What's a good side dish, sorry to interrupt, without pasta? Because I've been trying to avoid some of the refined stuff. Is there something that's a little more raw that you can suggest that still tastes really good?
One of my favorites, and it's not necessarily Italian. I make it Italian, though, is a three-bean salad.
And how do you do that?
I love a three-bean salad. And if you could start fresh with your own beans, that's great. You know, soaking them and getting them ready. But you can buy them in a can, rinse them real good, and once again, you got celery, red onion, olive oil, a little balsamic. And on those, I love to put a lot of crushed black pepper, you know, a nice grind of that. And it really, I love it. And the fiber that you get. Maybe I'm showing my age because a lot of my dishes now are really aimed towards the fiber.
Little chopped prune, huh, Louie?
That might actually be good.
That's my middle name.
Oh, add
well,
a little fiber in.
Prunes, I mean, Roberta, don't you use prunes when you do guacamole a lot of times?
Actually, I use prunes in our traditional Christmas Eve dinner, which is the bacala with the tomatoes and prunes.
Hmm.
Oh, God, yeah.
And then watch out. It's fun time after that.
The green olives in it.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
All right, so now, Lou, you this week are doing a little cooking with chocolate, and this has always eluded me because I always want to learn. I know in a lot of Mexican dishes they do mole, there's chocolate in that. I've always wanted to try cooking with chocolate, but it's always intimidated me a little bit. So how did you get started experimenting first with chocolate stuff?
Well, I've made so many messes working with bar chocolate, melting it, and everything else that I said, you know what? I'm gonna start using this dry cocoa. I had a can of it. Everybody has a can of that sitting from last winter for making hot chocolate.
Yeah.
And so I love the hot sweet, and I do that hot sweet baking all the time. You know, where you take a cup of brown sugar, a tablespoon or two of cayenne, and you mix it together, and you press your bacon in it, and then bake it in the oven 4 1/4 for like 18, 20 minutes.
Yummy.
And it's a candy coating.
Mm-hmm.
But now I throw 2 or 3 tablespoons of cocoa onto it, into the mix. And nothing's better than a hot, spicy chocolate rub. And one of the reasons why I like to do this, because you can use it for pork chops, for chicken breasts, you know, we like to have a nice crust.
Mm-hmm.
And for years, the only crust we ever used was flour or breadcrumbs on everything.
Right.
And a lot of people, like my wife, is celiac. She can't have the breadcrumbs. She can't have the flour. But I want a crust somewhere. So I started, nothing makes a crust like sugar. I mean, it crusts up real well. So you take the pork chop and you press it real hard into this brown sugar, cayenne, and cocoa mix. And then you saute it or bake it. Oh, my God. It makes such a good, crusty outer coating.
That's a
great
idea.
When you bite into it, it's sweet, and then when you swallow it, it's hot.
It's
really neat.
It's got a spicy kick to it. And that's good. You know, our very own Rich McFadden cooks with chocolate all the time. So
yeah,
he does
the Mexican stuff.
So check it out. The recipes are up on the website. Thank you, Chef Louie DeAngelis. Check it out, DougStefan.com.
Suffering from allergy congestion? Allegra D decongests. Allegra D depressurizes so you can breathe. Allegra D, a fast, non-drowsy antihistamine, plus a powerful decongestant that gives you 24 hours of congestion-free breathing. It even reduces swelling that can cause congestion and pressure. Allegra D, defense against allergy congestion.
Look for Allegra D at the pharmacy counter. Starts working in 1 hour, applies to first dose only. Use only as directed. Visit Allegra.com.
Because Jan switched to Geico and saved hundreds of dollars on car insurance, her savings account wants to take her to a fireworks show. But it can't. It's a savings account. It can't read where the next fireworks show is in the local paper. Switch to Geico, and every time you see extra money, you'll know your savings account wants to take you to a fireworks show. But remember, it can't. It doesn't know how to read. It is, however, happy that you're saving money.
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Wouldn't it be nice to have one product that replaces more than 10, saving you space, time, and money? HempUSA.org has a complete full-spectrum vitamin mineral detox formulation called Micro Plant Powder Gold. Micro Plant Powder Gold contains 101 vitamins, minerals, probiotics, and iodine. Has a 100-year shelf life and is a perfect addition to any storage shelter. Make Micro Plant Powder Gold your choice. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Micro Plant Powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with Micro Plant Powder. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org.
The James Bond movie of the same name. If you can believe it, this made me fall over a little. Madonna is 55 today. Yeah.
Wow.
Jennifer Horn, Roberta Fasanelli, Ken Kessler, and Chuck Curry, the man who knows everything about movies, joining us, and he will give us all the scoop on what's coming out this weekend at the box office. But first, our contest. It's easy. All you have to do is identify the film. We're going to play you three clips, and if you can tell us what film that is, you get a swell Doug Steffen prize. Let's listen to clip number one.
This facility is surrounded by a highly trained team of 130 Black Ops snipers.
I don't believe you.
Would you believe two dozen Delta Force commandos?
No.
How about Chuck Norris with a BB gun?
All right. Anybody got it so far? Chucker?
I think I got it. I definitely know the actor.
He's got it already. All right, let's listen to the next cut.
How do I know you're not Control?
If I were Control, you'd already be dead.
If you were Control, you'd already be dead.
Well, neither of us is dead, so I'm obviously not from Control.
888-302-DOUG. 888-302-DOUG. If you know that film, give us a call. Final clip, Michael.
The old call forwarding from the shoe phone to the cell phone so you don't know where I am, and then I appear on the roof behind you and surprise everyone trick.
The shoe phone. That's a gimme, right, Chuck?
Oh, okay. I know what it is.
I'm surprised they never made a sequel to it. I didn't think it was a great movie, but it has potential to be a lot better.
It had legs. All right, 888-302-DOUG if you know the answer. Chucker has movie news up next.
Global Mills needed to unload excess inventory, and we must make room. So right now, you can get an unheard-of flooring deal at Lumber Liquidators Flooring Clearance Sale. Get big clearance deals from 39 cents a square foot. Pre-finished hardwood from an amazing $169. All vinyl plank flooring is on sale. Plus, get special financing. First come, first serve. These deals will not last. Don't wait. Our flooring clearance sale is going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com or your local store before these deals get away.
All right, it's Friday, and that means it's time to go to the movies. Chucker, what's coming out this weekend?
Numerous films, Jennifer. Lee Daniels' The Butler opens today nationwide. Forest Whitaker and Oprah Winfrey star. This is Oprah's first film in 15 years.
And she's been everywhere. She's been on all the shows promoting it.
This is. It should have a solid opening, and the film will have legs. I'm going to see it tonight and let me know what I think on Monday. Also opening is Paranoia with Harrison Ford, Chris Hemsworth, and Gary Oldman. If your reviews mean anything, this one's in trouble. 94% negative. Kick-Ass 2 opens, the sequel to Kick-Ass. I'm glad I could say that on the air.
I know. A lot of joy. It's a title. I heard it was terrible. Someone I know saw it last night and did not like it.
Yeah, I was a big, big fan of the first one. I thought it was very inventive, highly original. I'm going to see this over the weekend also, but reviews are mostly negative. And The Jobs with Ashton Kutcher, he plays Steve Jobs, the creator of Apple. Actually, I'm surprised this one's opening on over 2,000 screens nationwide. One other bit of news, Warner Brothers, according to rumors, wants Christian Bale back as Batman and might offer him as much as $60 million to reprise the Bruce Wayne Batman role for its Batman-Superman movie. Reportedly, we'd have about 20, 25 minutes of screen time in that film. How do you turn down that kind of money? I think it's worth it, and they should. If it's this report is true, I would take the money, but I think it would be a better film if he plays the character of Batman one more time. That film is going to be an enormous hit when it comes out in 2015.
Absolutely, and he'd be a fool to turn down that kind of money. Now, I don't think I've asked you this question before, Chuck, but of the Batman actors, who is your favorite?
I think Bale is the best. I'm partial to Michael Keaton because I was such a big fan of him, but I think Bale was the best Batman. I think he's just the best Bruce Wayne, best Batman combo, and he was in the best Batman movie. So.
And Val Kilmer also played Batman, right?
He did in Batman Forever. I thought he did a decent job. He had a good look, but I would go with Bale. Second would be close Keaton. I'm a good Keaton fan.
All right, well, let's go to the phones and see if we can get an answer to our Movie Moments trivia question. Robert is in Palm Springs. Robert, what is that movie?
Well, it's Get Smart with Steve Carell.
Did you see it?
I did see it.
All right, and did you like that movie or the TV show adaptation better?
The TV show is way better because Mel Brooks knew what he was doing when he made TV.
All right, well, you're the winner, Robert, from Palm Springs. Congratulations. We will send you out a swell prize. All right, Chucker. So you're gonna go see The Butler this weekend. Anything else that we should check out? What's your recommendation?
Well, I'm gonna see The Butler, and I'm gonna go see Kick-Ass 2, and I'll let you know what I think about that on Monday morning.
All right, very good. We're looking forward to it. I'll try to go see Paranoia, and we'll meet back here on Monday. How about that?
Have a good one.
59 passed on Good Day.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.